And hello, we are back. And thank you so much for hanging on in there. I understand we had some continued technical difficulties, but we're trying to work through that. But thank you for allowing us to have the break. And we are actually going to focus our attention to our in-studio guest, our Facebook guest, Miss Penny Cox.
Hey. Woo!
So you are, absolutely. So you were talking earlier about, you know, some of the problems that you had before you had your weave. Because like I said, when you and I first met, I'm not going to say how many years ago, you were actually sporting your natural, yes, or at least your hair and not a weave.
Right.
So can you tell us about that experience and, you know, what you liked about it, what you didn't like, and your experiences?
Okay. Well, I think I should have noticed this when I was 11, but about 11, I think, is when I first had my first experience with a perm. You know, our mamas used to press our hair and tell us it was the heat that we were feeling when she was burning us. That hot grease. But anyhow, my first experience with actually getting a perm was because my hair was so thick that my mom decided to give me a perm. But shortly after, we saw that my hair was breaking off. So I had went through amazing amount of time with my hair being what we would call messed up. I couldn't put it in any particular style. With the perm, it broke off.
Now, how long did it take for your hair to break off? So you got your perm.
It was pretty quickly.
And by perm, you mean a relaxer?
Yeah, I got a relaxer.
No,
yeah.
I just wanted to
clarify. Right,
we
call it a relaxer. Well, I think it was, I would say, within a span of, we started to notice the breakage within 3 weeks that my hair was breaking. So
that's pretty fast.
It was pretty fast. So I didn't know what to do, and she didn't know what to do, because back then, you know, we couldn't, I can't tell you how many years ago that was, but I don't want to tell my age, but it would break to the point where I couldn't even wear a ponytail. So it was pretty devastating for an 11-year-old, you know.
Now, was it breaking everywhere?
It was breaking everywhere. It started in the middle. I noticed in the middle of my hair, that's where it started, the breakage. And then it would break all over. So no more perm for a while. We went back to, you know, natural growth or whatever have you. And we tried the perm again when I was maybe about 14. But before then, we discovered Jerry curls back then. So the moisture in the hair, of course, the Jerry curl, I had to rock a curl. You know, your hair grow with a curl now.
I think that tells a little bit about your age.
Yeah. Well, I messed that up all the way. I knew that was going to happen. But,
Wait, you said 14, Jerry curls. You know, you do the math. I think we can figure out, roundabout.
Right, I would rock that Jerry curl. So that's when, you know, time went by. Of course, your hair stays moisturized. You have moisture in your hair. It grows. So it was the time where a lot of people were switching from the curl to the relaxer. And we did that. And, of course, once again, hair breakage again. Started in the middle once again. So
with the curl?
With the curl. The
hair
breakage started again. And so we decided to get the curl, remove the curl from the hair, and went back to a relaxer. And to see if it was, you know, just a fluke. So went back to relaxer once again, breakage again. So I just had a no-win situation with relaxers and curls products. My hair just wouldn't, for some reason, it wouldn't respond. So I had to go back to natural hair. So I even tried to rock a wig for a while, and of course, that got hot. So I've tried many different things until I think I got to be about 26 is when I realized that I wasn't going to do the curl, the perm, any hair products in my hair at all. I was going to try to weave. And that's when I started. I did the braids for a while. Mm-hmm. I wore braids for 2 years, and my hair actually grew without any breakage whatsoever. So
now, what is actually, I'm glad you brought that up, because if you wouldn't have brought it up, I would have brought it up. Because what is really unique to you, which I think is absolutely fantastic, is you've never had a problem with your hair breaking off around the perimeter or around the hairline.
Right.
You
mm-hmm.
never had a problem with what's called, you know, traction alopecia, where you start getting the thinning. And it's interesting because I think that a lot of people are susceptible for it, but for some reason, some people are not. They can wear, you know, braids, and I've seen your braids be tight.
Right. Oh, you've seen them.
I've seen them really tight. So yeah. it's just amazing to me. And you know, with me, you know, having your back and wanting to make sure that you aren't experiencing anything that you shouldn't be experiencing, you know, in terms of hair loss.
Right.
I've been keeping a close eye, making sure that you aren't experiencing any hair loss. And right. I mean, I find that amazing that you can, you know, constantly over a number of years mm-hmm. wear braids and not have that. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's just really fascinating to me. And that's why, you know, I'm in science and love it, because mm-hmm. when you see, you know, science is always easy when you see the same thing happening, you know, cause and effect, and you mm-hmm. say, oh, okay, yeah, it's a reason for this.
Mm-hmm.
But then when you have those exceptions, mm-hmm. that is what really piques our curiosity in terms of, I wonder what it is. So, you know, I need to steal some DNA or something.
Yeah, because it is amazing. With product, I cannot do relaxers or any kind of, you know, product-based, you know, relaxers or perms, whatever you call it, relaxers, curls. I can't do it. But when I wear my natural hair, my hair grows, and it grows like weed. I mean, I have went from my hair to be being 3 inches long. You've seen that.
Mm-hmm.
And to
mm-hmm.
my hair in the middle of my back without a perm, though.
Right.
If I have a perm, I have growth stunt. Nothing happens. But if I wear my natural hair, I'm good. So right now, as we speak, rolling up into the present, my hair is about, I had it clipped, so it's a little bit below my neckline, maybe. It's a little bit longer than my neckline, actually, right now.
So and probably about 8 to 10 inches,
yeah,
probably.
Yeah, and I've gotten it cut recently because I thought maybe, oh, well, it thinned because I got bad again and stuck my chest out and decided to get a perm again because you know your hair.
When was that?
Yeah, I know.
Right? Wait a minute.
Look at my Facebook page. Let me tell you to give you the timeline. But I'm going to tell you that about 2 years ago, you know your hair, and you should never let anybody talk you in. You know your body. You should never let anybody talk you into knowing
Absolutely.
What you know.
Absolutely.
And that's my problem. I let someone talk me, a hairstylist talk me into leaving some of my hair out, and I never leave my hair out. And she was like, your hair long enough, girl, just leave it out. And I was like, no, because I will have to flat iron it every day. Mm-hmm. I will have to, and it's going to break, so no. And she was like, just try it. So I did try it, and it was one of my best profile pics on Facebook now. I was smiling. I left some hair out. I was really cute. Everybody likes that photo, but after that, I was doomed because my hair broke off incredibly. The front of my hair, which I left out, it broke out. Let me see. It broke down all the way to maybe my little finger.
Oh.
And
so about 2 inches.
Yeah, mm-hmm. 2 inches.
So when you said you left the hair out,
mm-hmm.
do you mean that you relaxed it? Or
yes,
was it?
It was left
so
out.
So it was only. So was it relaxed all over your head, or just the part that was left
just
out?
Just the part that was left out was relaxed when mm-hmm. she braided my hair up.
Got it.
And the hairstylists out there know what I'm talking about. When they did circle weave, she did a circle mm-hmm. weave, and she left the front of my hair out a significant amount, and she permed it. And people don't have to get it permed when they leave it out. You can just mm-hmm. press it or get it flat iron. But we chose to perm my hair so it could mix in with the particular hair that I got, because the hair that I got was straight, so I needed it to mix well so you wouldn't see the tracks. So mm-hmm. we left it out, and sure enough, with the perm and mm-hmm. flat ironing every day, my hair started to break, and I saw it. And when she took my hair down, and I left a significant amount out, even the middle, I left on the middle piece out that she permed, and I knew better. I knew better because that's the part that always breaks. And it broke all the way down, almost to the skin, actually. Mm-hmm. So I had to get it rebraided, and it took me about 2 years now for it to grow back. So,
well, I'm okay. Go ahead.
I have a question. Mm-hmm. How long do you keep your weave in?
I keep my weave in for 3 months.
Okay.
Yep, I go 3 months at a time. I wash it. I get it tightened. I get hair taken out. Sometimes I put it back in, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Rock a different style, but for the most part, I leave it in for about 3 whole months.
Okay. Yeah. And your hair is healthy now?
Yeah, it's very mm-hmm. healthy, actually. It's braided up. I'm not doing anything to it because
it's resting.
Yeah, it's no perming. It's no curl products.
Yeah.
It's no pulling on it, you know, because the braids are, she braids it to the point where it's not, you know, so tight to my head where it's unbearable.
So out of all the types of ways that you've worn your hair, what do you prefer and why?
Well, I prefer to weave. I mean, basically, I prefer to weave because it's I can get up and go. I can style my hair easily. I don't have to put a lot of hair products in. I don't have to put anything that will harm my hair. So if I make the choice to wear my hair out, and I do, because after that 3-month period, what I usually do is I go to a hairstylist who she specializes in natural hair, and I have her wash my hair, and she presses it. She presses my hair, and I wear it for about 2 or 3 days, and then I go back to the weave. So I do prefer weave. It's just easy, you know. And I do prefer certain kind of hair, too. I don't, you know, you can't get cheap hair. Because if you get cheap hair, that's another thing with my hair. It just won't, for some reason, it won't respond right.
Do you order your hair online?
Sometimes I do, but for the most part, the stylists that I go to, they sell it in a store at a beauty supply house. So right now what I'm wearing is Brazilian hair. I'm wearing that right now. It doesn't shed. This that I have, this particular brand, doesn't shed. And it looks natural, so I really like this hair. And I keep this hair for about a year. So I take it out, put it in. It's an investment. Look, it's an investment. It's costly. It's costly, but it's an investment. I probably can pay a house note after a couple of years.
No shame in investing for yourself. Wow. To make you feel like you want to feel.
Yeah.
Right. Well, you know, as soon as you said that, I thought about good hair. And, you know, you're right, the investment that women make in their hair, you know, but I mean, that is how important it is.
Especially African American women.
Oh, absolutely.
It's definitely worth it because I have to be at work. I'm at work at 7:30 in the morning. I get up at 5:45. I don't have time to be fiddling with my hair. And when I do wear my natural hair, it takes me about an hour to do my hair.
Oh, that's crazy.
It's ridiculous.
No, and you know, that point exactly is, well, I guess it depends on the style of natural hair that you are wearing. I mean, so if you want to wear it straight, you're absolutely right. It's going to take some time.
Yeah, I'm a straight hair girl, so yeah.
And that's one of the reasons why I still opt to have a relaxer because of the amount of time that it takes for me to do my hair. I usually, after I wash it, I do a lazy woman wrap. I don't do it, you know, around the head where you got to brush it down and have it lay down. I don't do that wrap. I do some much more simpler and wrap it like around the back and tie it up. And the next morning, I'll, you know, take it down and comb it maybe 3 times to lay it down. And that's it.
Yeah. Well, it took me 30 minutes today.
That's what's up.
To, like, just, like, get some of the kink out and put it together.
Oh, that's too long.
Like, cute.
Look, that's too long.
For me. Yeah. Wow. So how are you feeling it now? So you went from locks where you literally did what in the morning, and now it's taking you 30 minutes. So what's the difference between,
it was,
you know,
it's the same. It's basically the same time, 30 minutes.
Because, for locks? Oh,
yes, for locks, because with my locks, I would, like, put them on a curling iron so I can get a curly look.
Every
day? I have to, on the days that I wanted to do that.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, I had to section it off and, you know, la, 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 and dee, 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 and there you go. So it's 30, you know, it's 30 minutes.
Oh, I'd be mad. Wait, if I got some locks, if I grew my hair out in some locks and it still took me 30 minutes to do my hair, I'd be ready to cut them out, too.
I'm like, really into my hair. Mm-hmm. I like to play with it and deal with it a certain way. Me having to do my hair really gives me, like, my esteem, okay? Mm-hmm. So I like putting my hands in my hair. And the reason, but when I started seeing that buildup, I was like, oh, no.
Okay, but see, what I want to say is that's a misconception, though, too, of natural hair. People believe if you go natural, it'll be easier than a perm. It's easier than curling. It's easier than the maintenance. And it's not. I personally believe natural hair is harder to maintain than, that's my opinion, that it's harder to maintain than permed hair, because with natural hair, you know, it's, first of all, you got to weigh out your pros and cons, what works for you, what doesn't work for you, because we also have a mutual girlfriend that has natural hair, and it takes her longer than another girlfriend that have natural hair who wears it straight. Mm-hmm. The girlfriend that wears it straight, it doesn't take her as much time mm-hmm. than the girlfriend that wears it kind of kinky. Mm-hmm. Because the girlfriend that wears it kinky, mm-hmm. she has to style it. She has to make sure it's sitting right, that it's not puffing up. You know, if you're going someplace special, you know, mm-hmm. she has to take time to do it. It takes a lot of time. Mm-hmm. Because I tried the natural hair, too, you know. Mm-hmm. And let's not talk about working out. That's another thing I like about my weave, because yeah. when I go to the gym, if I wear my natural hair, I went back home. Okay, I go back home.
I don't have problems with my hair as far as like walking, doing my walk or mm-hmm. exercising. I don't mm-hmm. have that. I have always been a hair person. Okay. I love hair. My mother used to say something that really I don't want to talk about. She used to say that I would put anything on my head and walk up and down. You know, this is like way back when I was in the South.
No, okay, wait a minute. You're not talking about plastic bags.
No, wait, no. But if I didn't have a hat, I would put other inappropriate things on my head and walk out the door. So I've just always been... I just love my skull, and I love dealing with my hair.
Well, that's what's up, because if I do yeah. that, I'll be Thelma with the afro to Thelma with the ponytail, okay? I say yeah. I call it Thelma before and after. If I go work out, I'll be Thelma with the big afro, okay? Mm-hmm. And if I don't, then I'll be Thelma with the ponytail, okay? I prefer Thelma with the ponytail.
Well, you know what? It's interesting you say that, because I've noticed that a lot of women who have curly hair, who grow their hair out, a lot of them, if they have the tighter curl, I'll say, you know, curl type, we've talked about the curl types on the show before, so curl type 4, 4B and 4C, which are the... Hey, I'm right there with you. And so when you have the tighter curls and you wear it out longer, a mm-hmm. lot of times they choose to pull their hair back in a ponytail. And to me, you just kind of have that identity. You right. know, you always pull it back. And I can understand because of convenience, because right. if you don't want to take 30 minutes doing your hair, which we mean.
Well, one thing about me having my locks is like I have started to start taking my hair back into a little Chinook. And I really had to stop that because I thought that it would probably recede my hairline, because my hairline is very fragile. Mm-hmm. So that's another reason, you know, so that I can just comb it out. I don't have to put so much stress around my hairline. And it's still the same, you know, it's still the same amount of time.
Right, right.
I love my hair.
I love your hair, too.
And thank you. Because, you know, people are so it's really going to be interesting when I go over there.
Where's over there?
Over there at the CMAT, where Miss Charlie is,
going to peruse around the building and, yes. and have people see the yes. change.
Yes. And then you get the comments. It's either, wow, like Ty did yesterday. You cut your hair. I was like, yes, I did. And my husband, he was like in between, just as long as it's not, you know, it's just as long as it's not a wig, and he's okay. Because right. I used to really rock wigs. It used to be the wig of the day, especially when I was doing theater. So.
Well, you know what? I think that's a way to, you know, have that alter ego. You know,
yeah.
you can be, you know, one person yeah. one day and then another the next.
Yeah.
So
I love to dress up my hair, my skin, my everything.
Now, Miss Yana has color. So I'm real curious, because if you do decide to get a relaxer, I would definitely say, you know, you would need a mild relaxer. For 10 minutes at yeah, the most.
I've decided I don't want to do a relaxer.
Okay.
I'll do a comb twist, and then I'll do that latch weave. And I really love the latch weave.
So what made you decide against the relaxer?
Because I do have color. Okay. And yeah. I wouldn't want to yeah. put the two together, you mm-hmm. know. And I feel like my hair is, you know, pretty healthy. and I wanted to keep it like that.
Yeah, but please don't. Look, please don't. I had that experience. I think you was in my life when that happened, too. I put color in my hair, and I had a relaxer when it was almost, it was healthy. It was, the color was looking good, and it went straight down the drain, just like on TV. I could not believe it, and I had to go to braids again, you know. I always count on those braids. I could not believe it. So, yeah, I stay away from look. I stay away from color.
And yes, and then you don't want to put two of those together. Either it's going to be a perm or it's going to be a color. It's not, you know, and then after a few weeks or so, you can, you know, do the color or the perm.
I would actually say you really need to know, you know, the how your hair responds. And I mean, I think for all three of us, we've had enough experience in life where we know our hair and know what it can take and know what it can't. But for the, you know, people who are young who may want to experiment, you know, you really have to be careful. And I would say you have to crawl and actually start, you know, I would say with the mildest type of treatment and then, you know, build your way up and maybe get like maybe a highlight or a low light to really, you know, change your color up instead of, you know, going out there and getting, you know, being a bleach blonde, you know.
Yeah, most definitely. Because I have two daughters who they both rock weaves. Both of my daughters, you know, I kind of regret starting them off early with that because of the cost, but they have the same problems I do. I don't know if it's genetic, which I'm kind of thinking it is, that their hair is the same as mine. Now, my oldest daughter has a softer texture. Her hair is more like mine. We can pretty much press it and curl it, whatever. It'll withstand. But my youngest daughter is very thick, and her hair, same thing. I don't know why I did the same thing, but got her a perm. Broke all the way off, and we had to start anew. Mm-hmm. And we started anew with, instead of braids, we just did the weave because with a net, actually, to protect the hair.
Mm-hmm.
So, same results. So, you would think I would know better, right?
Well, you know, the good thing about it is that they're young and they're learning about, you know, what their hair can, you know, take and what it can't take.
Right.
So, and I mean, they aren't even in college yet. So, I mean.
Well, one of them is. Well, I'm telling my age again. I keep making that mistake.
Better to be on this side than the other one.
Okay.
As long as you're walking, you're okay. Breathing.
That's for sure. But yeah, I've made those mistakes. But now I'm pretty much, I'm good with what we have now. This has turned out to be one of the best decisions I think I've made, you know. But, you know, even with dating or whatever, guys, they say, well, we like it more natural, this or that. I was like, well, I'm going to wear my hair. No, keep the weave. You
know? That's interesting because I was actually going to talk about that in our next segment.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to talk about how we had Ty in the studio a few weeks back. Yeah, I was laughing because you know what that conversation was. Well, he wanted to know why women, you know, did the weave because his preference is to be able to run, you know, his fingers through, you know, a woman's hair. And why not just wear your natural hair? It doesn't matter, you know, the length. He said he's at an age where he's over that. You know, he used to like the long flowing hair, but now he's a little bit more mature. And so he just wants, you know, the real hair. And he thinks that may stop a lot of attention. Now, don't go into that now. I kind of know what you're going to say to that, but
no, I was just wondering if his fingers was going to get caught when he ran his hair through that natural hair off a kink.
You need to stop.
Ouch. So,
We embrace kinks. Yeah. We embrace, you know, however way that you feel beautiful, because a woman having low self-esteem is not a lady that I prefer to be around, because there are so many issues. So, I mean, I don't care how you're rocking. If you're rocking with some kinks, if you're rocking with it straight, even if you don't have any hair, if you feel good and empowered, then more power to you.
That's what's up.
You just made me think about me shaving my head.
You shaved your head? When did you shave your hair?
I said I was thinking about
it. Oh, you were thinking about it.
Because I have shaved my head, like just down to a little stuff. And yeah. I really, whenever I wear my hair like that, I just feel so beautiful. And on days when I don't feel like that, you have guys be like, you're beautiful. Mm-hmm. You're beautiful because, you know, it makes your features out and you're just, you know, you're just natural. Mm-hmm. So, but you know how I was telling you, one day it'll be the twist, the next day it'll be a weave, the next day it'll be, you know.
Yeah, it's definitely preference, but I can't do the kinks because I don't like combing my hair. So let's not get it twisted, okay? When I'm talking about running your hair, your fingers through it and getting a kink, I'm talking about hurting, okay?
No, I can truly relate to that because when I was natural for the year and a half that I started growing it out, then I did the big chop, and then I wore it natural for about 6 months after that. So the whole process of going natural from the time that I, you know, actually stopped getting a relaxer to the time that I actually put another one back in was about 18 months.
Oh.
And so I did the big chop maybe about 9 months into it. So I had about 9 months, you know, like transitioning and then 9 months being natural. And can I tell you? You're right about the pain, and I actually experienced more breakage because I did not have the products at that time to allow me to, you know, have, you know, the look that I wanted. So I opted to wear it straight, and it's funny because I had it straight one time, and I cannot think of this lady's hair. In the 80s, unfortunately, so I'm telling my age too, but it was someone who did some rapping or whatever, and my hair was like big, and I was accused, actually, Tanya, you know Tanya, accused me of having that, you know, that 80s look, that big hair look, when in actuality, it was natural. I had just, you know, flat ironed it, so if you do wear it straight while natural, there are some obstacles that you have in fighting humidity, because if you like that straight, sleek look, like being outside on a day like today,
it is not right.
Exactly.
Bozo. Okay. That's what I tell you. Bozo. Cause that's how
exactly.
I look. Okay.
Exactly.
Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah, so there are obstacles that we have and, you know, trying to get the look that you want. But one thing that I'm noticing a lot more is women who prefer like that, I don't want to say a buzz cut, but it almost is a buzz cut because it's like that fade. They're wearing fades now, and they're actually going to barbers to get their hair cut as opposed to going, you know, to the traditional cosmetologist. And, you know, I often wonder about that dynamic. I probably need to bring a barber in here to ask him about how the change in the culture with women being in the shop.
Okay, so the place that I worked with had an in-store barber, and so he would take care of the men and the women who wanted their hair to be shaved, and then, you know, the rest of us were the braiders and things like that. And I'm starting to see that a lot of the beauty shops have an in-house barber because, you know, there are women who want to, you know, get their fades and stuff like that. And then too, when you have like little boys, you know,
with their
mom. Yeah, so that's beginning to be a trend.
Okay.
Yeah, it is. I've seen a lot of people. I know a lot of people that do natural hair now. It's the trend now. I mean, I really do think it stops the breakage and the relaxers. The relaxers are not.
Yeah.
I just don't think it's for our hair. You know, a lot of us. Okay.
Oh, you're absolutely right.
And the barbers are attached to. Hair, you know, to natural hair. The barbers there, you know, that's the guy's natural hair. So that stands to reason.
Why, you know, women would go to a...
Yeah,
to
why a, they would. Why there would be a barber in a...
A shop.
A beauty salon. Well, I actually went to a barber when I was wearing my hair short. I wore my hair short for about 3 years. I think you remember that phase. That was 10 years ago. Well, 15. That was a long time ago.
15 time is flying.
Yeah, time is flying. Oh, my God. It could be 20 years ago, actually, if you really think about it, right? No, 10 years ago. It was 10 years because 21st anniversary. Well, about 10. Some pictures, some photos that I took, I looked back on a couple of weeks ago, and my hair was actually in a short fade, and a guy cut my hair. The barber that I would go to him every other week, and he would cut my hair. And the first time I got it done, he was like, "You serious? You really want to cut?" Yep. He lined it up and everything. He did my eyebrows. He cut my hair, and we went from there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, the next segment, I'd like to talk a little bit about the male perspective and our experiences with, you know, you already shared, Yada, that, you know, your husband is trying to get used to it. He's acclimating to this new Yada look. Mm-hmm. So I'd like to get, you know, opinions about, you know, the male perspective in terms of your personal experiences. So after we return in about 9 minutes, we will talk about that. And thank you for listening. We're bringing you a world of entertainment, WCSU, Moving on the Map, your iHeartRadio station.
Stay tuned.